I'm great, actually. How's yourself?
Good. First time I've spoken to you in this capacity as mayor.
Yeah, that's true. We've been through a lot, you and I.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, 11 years.
Congratulations. Well done. So happy for you and the direction that Devonport's going. Now, I've called you today to talk about Devonport City Council receiving some funding from Primary Health Tasmania. What's this for?
So, these grants are up to $5,000 available for any community organisations for programs, events or activities for, and it's really aiming through the health side of it,
yep,
to promote resilience, build social connections. You could facilitate a reconnection with local social support networks.
Yep.
You could promote any kind of positive well-being for the Devonport community. Anything that seems to have a health and well-being facet to it,
yep,
really suits this idea for funding.
Right. I thought I'd just get you on the radio, the Savo, to promote this because often opportunities like this come and go and a lot of people don't get to hear about it unless they're really delving into the back end of council websites. So this is open till the 29th of November, so only a week or so to get those submissions of interest into council, right?
Absolutely. And that's why we love you, Lee, because we appreciate you supporting this. We did send out emails out to most of the organisations, yep, that we've got links to, but there might be an organisation out there that we've not necessarily forgotten but might not have seen their email or not checked.
Oh,
might be in spam. It'd be terrible if it was.
That forbidden spam folder. It's a lot of important emails at times, isn't it?
Well, I've learned to have to check my spam every day.
There's sometimes some gold in there, sometimes some unsolicited material. But again, when it comes to this very important, you've got to the 29th. Other than that, we've also got Australia Day Awards coming up as well. And I think that while you're on the phone with me today, we should probably plug that too.
Oh, absolutely. We need nominations. So we have Citizen of the Year, Young Citizen of the Year, plus Community Event of the Year. And we'd love people to get their nominations in about that as well. They close on Thursday, the 2nd of December. So you've just got to go to the council website or go to the council's Facebook page and see where that link is. And that would be wonderful if people could think of wonderful, well-deserving either events or people in the area that deserve to be one nominated and let alone one will be a winner.
And you can get all the information on the Australia Day Awards and also the Primary Health Tasmania funding for the wellbeing programs at the website devonport.tas.gov.au. Now, Alison Jarman, while I've got you on the phone, summer, I'm guessing it's just around the corner. We're being teased at the moment. Some really exciting events coming up in Devonport over the summer break.
So, yes, it's a bit windy today, but that's okay. It's just teasing us.
Yeah, it is just teasing us.
So we've got the Christmas parade on Thursday night.
Yeah,
and
well,
that's down around Byard Park, which will be a lovely spot. We've got, there's so much going on, Lee. There's the Christmas carols. We've got New Year's Eve. Volunteers breakfast. Let's not forget the volunteers breakfast.
Where?
That's on Tuesday, 6th of December.
Who's invited?
In Market Square. Anyone that's ever helped any organisation in Devonport.
Okay,
you think you're a volunteer if you help referee, if you do anything to do with a sporting club, if you've got anything to do with lending a hand for anything, you are classed as a wonderful, marvellous volunteer.
All right.
And you are all welcome.
Go and have a free thank you breakfast. And as always, all the details on the Devonport City Council website. Look, just quickly touch base with you this afternoon, Alison Jarman. Thank you for your time. I know you're a busy person.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Lee. Any time.
Doors always open and we'll have to get you in before Christmas and talk all things Devonport again.
That'd be lovely. Thank
appreciate
you very
your time.
Much.
Thank you. See ya.
Cheers.